Hello, and welcome to Studio Wellness Podcast. I'm Anne, and thank you for being here. So it's been a little while since I've been here, and I have a good excuse. I had a baby. So not long after I started my podcast journey, I discovered I was pregnant. And so it's been almost a year to when I got pregnant, almost a year to when I found out I was pregnant, and this past year has been such an amazing ride, and I have so many things I want to share and try to break down different segments on sort of just my heart and how I've grown in this last year of, you know, being a year older and having another child and incorporating, you know, wellness and taking care of me with another child on top of that. How I was forced in this pregnancy to focus on me because literally there was a day when I just couldn't even walk. And it was my wake-up call to say, take care of yourself, Anne. You know, we so often put everybody else first. And I talked about this in my previous podcast about time for yourself and that it's not selfish. And so for me, I sometimes can push myself too far. And so I was pretty much bedridden as a wake-up call to say, Anne, come on, what are you doing? You need to take care of yourself or you're no good to anybody. So I'm going to share a little bit of that journey. I'm kind of back right now to say that I felt like there was a time and that was a season when I needed to disconnect a little bit and just like be in the moment of life. And now I'm back. And my first journey that I want to share with you guys is my journey back to sort of becoming a little bit more of me as far as my body goes. You know, not all of us take off the baby weight very quickly. And I'm kind of back into where I want to feel me again. It's not really about being overweight or skinny. I want to be back to a body that I feel right in. For me, exercise has always been a huge stress reliever, and I feel blessed to be able to move. There are people that can't. There are people that would love the opportunity to be physically active every day, to be able to challenge their body and do what you can do with your body that they can't. So I don't take that lightly. I want to be an example to my kids. I don't want to just tell them what they should do. I want them to see me doing it. I want to challenge myself to be able to say I can do this, even though I have with 4 kids under the age of 6 and I'm 40. I have a lot of excuses for why I can't do it, but I want to say I can. So today I'm starting the journey. What I want to share is sort of things that I've done wrong. And the first thing I want to say is, you know, it's when you're trying to jumpstart back into fitness after having a baby, I think you really need to make a huge commitment. You need to have a plan. It can't just be, I joined a gym and I'm just going to go. That's not going to work. Maybe because it does for some people, I guess. But for me, I've always tried that and it just doesn't work. You have to have a plan that is going to work for you. For me, I love the gym and we do have a gym that I go to. But I also love the fact that I can do online workouts at home and I figure out a plan and when it's going to happen, why I'm doing it, and how it's going to happen. And one that happens almost every single day. The first program that I did was 21 Day Fix. And that I started when I was right after I had my son, which is my second. And it was great because it's 21 days to starting a new pattern in your life, a new habit, a good habit. And so it's every single day you commit to doing that one workout every single day. And it's a program that's lined out for you so you can see what's going to happen. I would set up a space in my house, and you need to figure out when, what time it is it's going to happen, and you need to make sacrifices in your time for that. You need to put it in your calendar that it is going to happen. Life happens, for sure. Sleep, right now, I'm not getting much of it. I'm getting more than what I was, obviously, when my daughter was born in July, but she's still not sleeping through the night. So again, I'm modifying with that. And so I think that it's important to know how important sleep is as well. And it's, I feel sometimes more important than working out, because you got to know your body, and you sort of have to take into consideration that your body heals when you're sleeping. So sleep is very, very important. So for me, I'm going to share my journey in kind of like how I'm navigating through getting back on track with feeling like I'm staying consistent and not just haphazardly going about it. And then life takes me off onto this other journey, and I'm like 2 weeks in, I haven't even worked out. Now I feel bad. I feel defeated. I feel deflated, and I'm not seeing results. I'm not feeling myself. Now I'm not the person I want to be. I'm not the mom I want to be. I'm feeling depressed. You know, postpartum depression is really something that I think we oftentimes forget about. And I think for me, I haven't fallen into that because I'm very aware of trying to keep myself staying back on good habits that are going to make me feel good. But it's not to say that, you know, if somebody has postpartum depression, they're not doing what they need to do. I mean, it's such a crazy time in a woman's life, and her body's going through so much hormones and changes, and, you know, maybe your family situation isn't the way, or things are changing, and that's hard. And so for me, I just want to document this journey to share, to let people maybe hear my thoughts on it. Because now with the fourth baby, I kind of know the ins and outs of what I did wrong and what I did right. So this program I'm doing, it's Morning Meltdown 100. And so it's 100 workouts that I'm committing to. And there's one each day. Sometimes they stack. They have it all laid out. I have a plan of when it's going to happen based on my schedule. So it's in my calendar. I'm also looking at nutrition and what I'm going to do for food and eating, because that's part of it, being healthy, showing my kids healthy options. And the busier I am with activities, the harder it is to make meals and have those things. So I have to have a plan. So I've sat down and sort of gone through a lot of stuff that I hope to share with you in this podcast. For me, podcasts can sometimes be the easiest way to share, and I know that they can be easy for you to listen to because you can put them on when you're walking or driving or whatever. So that's sort of my avenue. Today was day one, and yesterday was supposed to be day one for me. Today is a Tuesday, and I was going to start fresh on a Monday. We just got back from vacation, and I was like all pumped up, but my plan was to get up at 6 a.m. and do it before anybody gets up, even though I've been up through the night with my daughter. I probably could have done it, but I did not anticipate that coming back from vacation a week away was going to be so exhausting. So I realized that I did not get enough sleep on vacation, and I was pretty tired coming back from that trip. And so Monday morning came, 6 a.m., alarm went off, and I was beat. I could have gotten up and did it anyway, but I really felt at that time that sleep was more important than a workout. My body was just telling me, Anne, take today, get the extra sleep that you need, the extra hour, because then by 7 a.m., 7:30 the latest, I have to be up getting my kids ready for school. So I was glad I did, because my daughter, Lily, the youngest, she actually slept really good that morning, and she did not get up. So I was able to get an extra hour and like 15 minutes of sleep because she didn't wake up. And so I felt a lot better. Just that little bit of sleep, I felt so much better. I actually took Monday and, as much as we had going on, tried to rest as much as I could. I looked around my house and realized there was a ton of stuff that needed done, but I said, what needs done the most? What's the biggest fire? And the rest will be there tomorrow. And so I tried to like take some time to just rest as much as I could, you know, plan for the week. Think about being very intentional about what is most important to me right now, which is keeping myself back on track with this, and keeping myself present and available for my kids. It's a busy time, and realizing that some other things are going to need to go. And it's that constant balancing act that you let go of some and you focus on intentional with some of the others, because we can't do it all. So I really thought about that and wrapped my head around what are those things so that I'm being intentional and knowing my why, so that I can focus on letting go of some of the other things that it's hard to let go of those things, right? And so I felt really good about that. And this morning now is day two, but it is my day one. I again planned on getting up at 6 a.m., but I did not do it again this morning. I slept in, got a little bit of extra sleep, feel good because I did that. And I just did my workout in the time that I had after dropping all my kids off at school. There was other things that I could have done, just cleaning, this or that, but I decided I'm going to drop my kids off to school. I'm going to snuggle with my baby a little bit, put her down for her nap, and I got my workout done at home and was able to have a little bit of time for myself to do that, to stay intentional on my plans, my focuses. And so I'm here, and this is why I'm here, because I was able to yesterday say, I want to start being intentional. I feel led to share. And I'm not going to have, I want to have a plan and I want to have a structure, but I also want to have grace and understanding for my situation. And I want to be kind to myself and I want to stay committed, but also don't want to put so many limitations on myself and allow myself to become so deflated that the Monday morning, 6 a.m. came and I overslept and now I'm done. No, it's okay. Let's readjust. And this program, what I like about it is that it's that you can do that. You miss one, you could stack two on the next day. For me, I'm not even doing that. I just did the one because, again, I don't want to go in and burn myself out either. I want to keep myself feeling good about myself and in a good, healthy place to know that I did my one workout, I got it done, and now I'm moving on from it. I'm not going to try to, I just don't feel like I have it in me to do both. And so as my journey goes, I want to share, because I think we can sometimes feel lost in that. And I've done this now several times, because after having a baby, every time, it's kind of like the rebuilding. So I'm kind of getting somewhat good at trying to do that. And with each baby, obviously, it becomes more and more difficult, but it is something you can do. So I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening. I hope that you gain value from some of what you hear. So this is me. This is my journey. Stick around and hear more, and I will talk to you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.